Greetings in the name of the Lord. It's Ben Ash here again. And I'd like to share another inspiration that I received. So I read a story about a household. A family had a dog. And so one night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, the dog goes to barking. Smart dog. I think this took place maybe in Africa or somewhere. And so at 3 o'clock, he started barking and woke the people up. The folks started moving to the door to go see what the commotion was about. And the dog got in the way and held him back and ended up from there attacking this 7-foot-long cobra and snake. And ended up killing it. But about 3 minutes after he killed the snake, just a short time after, the dog died too because of the snake bite, the poison that he received from the snake. And so the lesson was an example of what is in that story that reminds us of Jesus, some spiritual truths. And is it not the fact that we can know through the Word of God that Jesus was made sin, took our sins upon him, he died for our sins, and we can have life. And that story, the family, the people were saved. The dog killed the snake, killed the thing that would have probably bitten them, and perhaps one of them would have died. But so Jesus took our punishment and died in our stead and offers us life if we but repent and believe on him. And so just remind me of this scripture I'm going to read here in 1 John chapter 10. I'm going to read about 6 or 8 verses here and then make some comment. 1 John 3, verse 10. In this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that ye should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death into life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abides in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother having need, sheddeth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And again, further down, we can read there, this is a commandment that we love one another. And so, let's just examine our lives. I've just been reminded and see a need to be reminded again and again the great importance that we keep some of the most important things in our lives, in our Christian life, that we have love in our hearts, real active love. And being reminded that the scripture also says that because iniquity abounds, the love of many shall wax cold. And it just seems like we're living in a day when that is so prone to happen. And yeah, I can even tell in my own heart if my heart can get cold. And so just need that reminder to keep the love of God in our hearts. And these scriptures are very simple, profound. It's like gauges. If we love the brethren, if we have that love in our heart, we love them, that's a good sign. If we don't have that, that's a warning sign. Again, in verse 14, 15, we know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abides in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. So this simple, profound truths that's good for us to be reminded of. Also, I thought about we can read in the book of Revelations where the church at Ephesus, the message was sent to them by God, and one of the things God had against them was that they left their first love. And so just a good thing to examine our hearts, look at our life. Do we have real love for people, for our brothers in our hearts? Is our heart warm towards them? Do we have good thoughts? Seems like it's so easy to be maybe critical or judgmental. Seeing faults in others, it seems like that's easy for that to happen. But, you know, God's people, according to the scriptures, a real mark for God's children. We can see so well that God really wants us to have real love for the brethren. So that's my encouragement, my inspiration. That I received again, I'll read this verse once more, this climax verse here, this reading. Hereby we, verse 16, hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. That is so powerful and profound. And so, don't have much more to say at this point, but just other than may God give us the grace, I desire to just live that out. And may God bless you as you ponder these things, and just encourage you to seek after these things and live them out as well. So God bless your day.